Good morning. My name is Nancy Gravy, and I am a Dame of Malta from the New Jersey area. Thank you all for joining us this morning for our June Spiritual Outreach Call. It is my pleasure to introduce Father John Girardi. We are blessed to have him with us this morning to discuss why you should say yes to a pilgrimage to Our Lady of Champion. Don't think of this as an advertisement, but rather as an information session for all of us to learn more about the shrine and an invitation to visit. Father Girardi is currently the Vicar General and moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Green Bay. After discerning a call to the priesthood, Father Girardi entered the seminary in 1997. He studied at Mount St. Mary Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland, and at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein, Illinois. He earned a bachelor's degree in music and a master's of divinity, summa cum laude, between 2012 and 2015. He earned a degree in canon law from the Catholic University of America. On May 8, 2002, Father Girardi was ordained a priest in the Diocese of Green Bay. He served in a number of parishes in Wisconsin. In addition to his parish ministry, Father Girardi has been active on various diocesan committees and councils. He was a regional vicar for the diocese for 2 years. He served on the Presbyteral Council for 6 years, and was a member of the College of Consultors for 5 years. He also served on the Diaconate Formation Board for 6 years. Early in his priesthood, Father Girardi wrote the original series, Know Your Faith, which offers adults a course in Catholic apologetics. He has traveled throughout the Diocese of Green Bay, teaching the full 15-hour series, as well as a 2-hour overview course. A DVD of the full series was published in 2011. In his first pastorate, Father Girardi wrote a series of 200 articles about the various aspects of the Catholic faith. These articles were later assembled into a book, A Shepherd Tends to His Flock, which was published in 2011. Father Girardi has been a chaplain since 2017, and currently serves as a magistral chaplain for the Northeast Wisconsin area. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Nancy. It's so great to be with you and all of our listeners and to support the wonderful work of Malta. I thought that I would begin today by talking about why go on a pilgrimage. It's such a simple question, but yet a basic question, and one which I think all of us, as part of our vocation to Malta, need to ponder, whether it's to Lourdes, whether it's to Champion, whether it's a pilgrimage closer to home. All of us are called to go on this spiritual journey. So I'd like to invite all of us to pray now briefly and before we reflect on these questions and ask the Lord Jesus to bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for the journey of our lives. We thank you for all of the different chapters that make up our life. We know that you are with us. We know that you guide us. You even carry us along the way. We thank you particularly for the gift of Malta in our own lives and all of the good works that come from this wonderful blessing and vocation that we share. Help us to know that you are with us, guiding us and carrying us along the way. Help us to go on pilgrimage this day in our hearts to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, folks, one of the realities of being a priest today, especially a priest in a more rural diocese like my own, is that there's an awful lot of travel by car. These past few years, as I add up my mileage for taxes at the end of the year, I find I'm traveling 25 to 30,000 miles a year, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, to masses, to confessions, to the sacraments, to preaching, to teaching, to caring for God's people. it's a good thing that I like to drive, and it's a good thing that there's beautiful things to see outside the windows here in northeastern Wisconsin. One of the things that I do every weekend is that I travel to local parishes for Mass, and it's about about a half hour or so one way. I drive past farms, beautiful old homes, lots of trees, lots of wood, and an occasional deer that hopefully doesn't cross too closely in front of my car. But seeing and looking out the window and seeing the beauty of creation, in other words, getting out of my office, getting out of my house, getting out of my daily routine, I always find to be invigorating. It's great to see another sight. I think that's the reason why many of us like to travel and to kind of break up our daily routine. One of the things that I've done, though, is every time I go to Mass at the parish, when I'm finished and I say goodbye to the people and drive home to where I live, I always go home by a different way. It's great to go home by a different way, isn't it? Where you get to see different things. You get out of the routine, get out of the rut. I think in this simple analogy, going on a pilgrimage is like going on a journey. We certainly have to journey to the pilgrimage site. Sometimes it's a ways away. But it's a way of breaking up our daily routine, as productive, as good, as perhaps even holy as our daily routines may be. I think we all need a change in scenery every so often. And a pilgrimage is a spiritual change in scenery. It's like a retreat, but even more than a retreat, because it's intentional and we're going somewhere to pray. I'd like to invite all of you once again to visit the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's a lovely place. It's a holy place. It's a peaceful place. I'd like to invite you to consider coming. I know that many of you have come already. I know that others are still pondering it. We all have such busy lives these days. And yet, if you're looking for a change in pace, you want to try something different, our little shrine here, nestled between two dairy farms, surrounded by cows and corn and wonderful, faithful people, awaits. It is a very simple place. It's a very humble place. It's a very holy place. And it's a place where we believe that the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to a young Belgian woman named Adele Bryce way back in 1859. Almost immediately after that appearance of the Blessed Virgin to Adele Bryce and the message that Mary gave to her of teaching the children to pray, teaching them their catechism, go and fear nothing, I will be with you. The beautiful message of a Blessed Mother to bring us closer to her son Jesus, which of course is what Mary does. Immediately after that message happened, people have been coming to the shrine. Chapels were built by the Belgian immigrants, forest was cleared, another church was built, and still another church. Miraculous healings have taken place there through the years. There was a fire that almost destroyed the chapel, but it moved all around it and spared this beautiful piece of land where the surrounding countryside was destroyed. That was the Great Pestilential Fire. The experience that we have today of the shrine is very similar to what it always has been, which is a refuge and a place of healing, a place of hope, and a place of peace. The shrine has grown in number of pilgrims over the past 13 years or so, since Bishop David Ricken officially declared it a site of Marian apparition. We're up to about 180,000 people a year or so, which is super. It's great. But we're trying very hard here to maintain the simplicity of the place. You'll find it looks like a little field. There's a church. There's a beautiful places to walk in the back. There is, of course, a gift shop. We have to have one of those, you know. And there's a beautiful hall. There's a museum. But most importantly, the Lord Jesus is there, and His Blessed Mother is there, and they beckon us to follow the ways of God. Mary always points to her son Jesus, right? That's her whole job. And we find that in the shrine here in Green Bay, this is a particularly powerful place where Mary points to her son. And when we look at her son, as always, we find healing and peace. So this, consider this just a very gentle invitation to come to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. Now, the question could be asked, why go on a pilgrimage? I mean, what's the point? What do I get out of it? Sometimes we talk that way. I think, first of all, a reason to go on a pilgrimage is because you or I have a prayer or a petition that's on our heart. Maybe we're praying for a particular member of our family who is sick, or a child to return to the faith. Maybe we're praying for a healing in a relationship. Maybe we're praying for unity in our beautiful country, or unity in our church. Maybe we have a petition for healing ourselves, or we're worried about our marriage, or worried about our future. There's a many, many different reasons to go on a pilgrimage, but we go there with a prayer or a petition in our heart. That's the first reason why you go on a pilgrimage. You got to have something you bring there, and you bring the most important thing that weighs in your heart, the thing that keeps you up at night, the thing that you pray your rosary about the most, the thing that you shed the most tears about. That's what you bring. And then when you go on this pilgrimage, you make it an act to increase or strengthen your faith. This is another reason why we go on a pilgrimage. First, of course, as I said, is to pray, is bring a prayer or a petition. But the second is it's an act to increase or strengthen our faith. You know, we can all get a little spiritually flabby, you know, with the way the world is, the temptations that come our way. We're all tempted to cut corners sometimes, not pray as fervently, maybe miss a mass here and there, maybe take our Catholic faith for granted. We mustn't do any of these things. Going on a pilgrimage is like saying, all right, I'm going to take this opportunity and I'm going to ask Jesus to strengthen me, to increase my faith, to strengthen my faith. It's an act. And usually a pilgrimage involves some travel, some sacrifice, some discomfort, some breakup in routine. Sometimes our luggage gets lost. Sometimes the experience, at least initially, might be underwhelming or it might not be what we thought. No problem. That's all part of it. You got to eat your vegetables, right? Well, going on a pilgrimage is we have to make that act to increase or strengthen our faith. And sometimes that means to challenge things a little bit. That's okay. We need it. I think another reason why to go on a pilgrimage, and this is very practical now, it's helpful to break up our daily routine. It's helpful to break up our daily spiritual routine. Even if we're very active in our faith, and please God, we all are, there's always room for improvement. Going on this journey helps us to do that. It's good to go back home by another way, if you know what I mean. It's good to try something different in our faith, to get to see a different perspective. I think about those of you who are listening now who live in some of the big cities of our country, urban or suburban areas. Well, you're going to be experiencing something a little bit different here in Green Bay, that's for sure. But that's okay. And it's an experience of peace and healing and of God. Now, I know that some of us who are listening, it's very hard to go on a pilgrimage. Maybe physically it's impossible for us. Maybe our situation in life just makes it just impossible for the moment. I get it. Don't feel bad. You know, you can go on a pilgrimage in your heart, whether it's on a retreat, whether it's reading a really very fine spiritual book, or committing to read, for example, the Gospel of Luke or the Acts of the Apostles, or some book, other book in the Bible. These are all ways that we can go inward and go, if you will, on a spiritual pilgrimage. But if we're able to, and God calls us, it's always good to make that extra effort and to travel a little bit, to go to something new and to see something different. How do we prepare for a pilgrimage? I think, first of all, before we go, to ask for a particular gift. Ask the Lord Jesus for a particular gift. Might be a charismatic gift, might be the gift of healing, might be the gift of hope, might be the gift of a calmness, might be the gift of just recognizing that God's in charge and you and I are not. But before you go on a pilgrimage, it's always good to ask for a particular gift by name, name it, and bring it to the Lord and put it at his feet. I think a second way that we can prepare is by bringing a particular petition that's in our hearts and to ask for that prayer that we bring before the Lord, which is on our hearts and which troubles us or we worry about, or something which is a great joy, something for which we want to thank God for. Lastly, preparing for a pilgrimage, I think the most important thing is to be open. Be open to what God wants. It's so important that we know what the Lord is asking. Be open. You know, we used to say before we got rid of checks, give God a blank check, right? Just ask him to fill it in, and he will. You know, our lives, excuse me, our lives are such a journey, aren't they? My goodness. Our lives are this journey, and they're bringing us closer to God. Be open. Be open. You know, as I drive through my diocese to go to Mass, I see all sorts of the changing of the seasons outside my window. I see the passing of farm fields and homes and trees and birds. And it's a wonderful thing just to see outside my window a different vista, a different view. I always try to go home a different way so I can see more. My friends in Christ, I invite you to consider a pilgrimage now or in the future, whenever the moment's right. I invite you to the shrine of Our Lady of Champion. Go by a different route. See a different thing. Be open to what the Lord Jesus wants to give you. And when you go to the shrine, I promise you, you will meet the Lord Jesus. You'll be changed, and things will be better. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Father Girardi. So beautifully spoken.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. So, I hope it was helpful.
No, this has been very helpful in understanding the beauty and spiritual aspects of a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion.
Thank you.
Thanks to all who have joined the call. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next call is July 5th with Monsignor Frank Caldwell, who will speak on Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and we will be celebrating her feast day on July 16th. So again, thank you to everyone. Goodbye, and may you have a blessed day.